This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So much is in the balance on this season, right? How, when do they go to Jackson Dart? Does the coach, how many wins does the coach and GM need? What do they need to save their jobs? Is the new regime coming? And, you know, I think a lot of questions could be answered by a bad start or great start to the season. And right now, I would think most people around the NFL, and even many Giant fans who I talk to, are really devastated. Now, we knew the home schedule was going to be tough. We knew the opponents they were facing are going to be tough. But for me, what scares me about it, and I'm not overly scared, I'll be totally honest with you, but what scares me the most about it is we have seen the New York Giants in particular, but I do believe in the NFL, getting off to a good start is so important. Good starts can turn bad teams into competent teams. They can turn competent teams into playoff teams, and they can turn playoff teams into championship teams. Like, I think you believe as the season goes on, like, that early start can really boost you in a season, and equally a terrible start can ruin your year. And we have seen that time and time again with the New York Giants. And the start of the season for the New York Giants is as brutal as it gets. And we knew it was going to be tough. No matter how they worked it, the home schedule in particular was going to be absolutely brutal. But the start of the year for the New York Giants is the first two games on the road. Week one, Saturday, September 7th at 1 o'clock is the Commanders. Obviously, coming off of a NFC championship appearance. Daniels having arguably the greatest rookie quarterback season we've ever seen. New coach, new offensive coordinator, both back this year. And a defense that continues to add. They add to the wide receiving core. They should be a very good team this year. And to start the year on the road against the Commanders is a tough spot. They followed by the Cowboys in week number two on the road. So they start the season with two road divisional games against the Commanders and Cowboys. I don't think the Cowboys are unbeatable. They've just handled the Giants at every turn. It's been a difficult game for the Giants over the years. They haven't played well against Dallas, and it's not an easy game to go on the road against the Cowboys. And they follow that up with their first home game, Sunday Night Football, September 21st, 8:20 p.m. against the Kansas City Chiefs. And then the next week against the Chargers before getting to the Saints, which is a winnable football game. So the first four games are on the road against the Commanders, on the road against the Cowboys, the lucky home opener Sunday night against the Kansas City Chiefs, and then the Los Angeles Chargers, who were a playoff team last year, very well coached with a young quarterback. That is a very difficult first four games before you get to the Saints, followed by the Eagles, Broncos, Eagles, 49ers. I mean, that's the first. Think of those first eight games. Other than the Saints, you are looking at, and I know the Cowboys and 49ers didn't make the playoffs, but they have been perennial playoff caliber teams, and the 49ers roster is good enough to be a playoff team. But you are talking about the Commanders, Cowboys, Chiefs, Chargers, Saints, Eagles, Broncos, Eagles, 49ers. Now, on paper, that is an extremely difficult opening schedule. And I'll be the first to tell you, if they come out of the box terribly, it's going to be a problem for the season, because we have seen it time and time again. It's a hard thing to overcome. But I will tell you this. I think schedules are overrated. I'm not saying that's not a difficult schedule. I'm not saying that it's hard to find wins in the first eight games of the year. Hell, it's hard to find schedules at all. If you go through the whole thing, then you get the for week 10 on the road against the Bears, week 11 at home against the Packers, on the road against the Lions, week 13 on the road against the Patriots. That seems like a winnable game. At home against the bye week in week 14. Then they come home against the Commanders, the Vikings, on the road against the Raiders, finish up at home against the Cowboys. I mean, all the winnable games outside of the division are pretty much the Vikings. We'll see what they are now with the quarterback situation. But the Lions, the Saints, the Raiders, all on the road. There are not many clearly winnable games at home for the New York Giants. Now, they'll win some games at home, but aren't a lot of obvious games that they can win. But the schedule changes year to year, and teams change year to year. And here's the main thing about this New York Giants season, and here's why I'm not overly concerned. Because of the expectations of this schedule, one of two things are going to happen. And I think both can be, on their own, positives with the New York Giants. They are either going to impress and overachieve and win games nobody expects them to win and have a far better season than what people expect. And let me tell you this right now. That's on the table. I believe this Giant team is a lot more talented than they've been. And I believe that Russell Wilson, despite not being the same guy he's been and not the Hall of Fame quarterback he was showing at the, you know, the middle and tail end of his Seattle career, I still think he's the most competent quarterback the Giants have had in a long time. And I do think Brian Daboll is going to be able to coach a significantly improved quarterback play and a significantly improved offense. We saw today Evan Neal's put on 10 pounds of muscle, plus he's going to play guard. I don't know what level of competency he's going to bring to the offensive line, but if Andrew Thomas is healthy, Illuminor is healthy, I do believe the offensive line is a lot better. I do. They have a stud wide receiver. They might add Gabe Davis. We'll see. He's going to come in for a meeting. I think Wandell Robinson, I think that they have a decent wide receiving core with a young superstar wide receiver at the top of it. They added Scatterboo to an already young and explosive offensive backfield. I think the defense is vastly improved. They've got the best edge rusher in the draft and one of the best defensive prospects in a while coming out in Carter. They've got the best interior defensive lineman in the sport. They've got arguably the best pass rush along with Thibodeau and Burns. They've got a top five pass rush in the NFL on paper. They've added money and brought in the best, arguably the best cornerback and safety in free agency. I think they're going to be vastly improved. And I don't think it's crazy that they are a better team than people suspect and can go on the road and beat either and or both the Commanders or Cowboys. I don't think that's crazy, especially at the start of the year, when we're not sure who these teams are and they're just getting into the swing and there's no real preseason. Anything can happen, and we've seen it at the start of these seasons. I think the Chargers at home is a winnable game. The Chiefs haven't been the Chiefs as of late. I don't know. I'm not ready to just deem this series, this season, dead before it starts. I'm not. Now, I'm admitting it's a difficult schedule, but winning some of these games is not off the table. And if they have that successful season and that successful start.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, suddenly, this team becomes a lot more dangerous. If they can win some of those early games and surprise people and get off to a decent start, I do think what we saw a couple years ago with Brian Daboll is he can get this team to believe in itself, and they might actually have a nice season. And then, honestly, if they lose these games and they play poorly, here's the benefit of drafting a young quarterback. Then we will see Jackson Dart earlier than we want, and as long as Jackson Dart plays well, the season is a success. Like, that's the other thing. Like, yes, there's losing, there's winning, there's developing the quarterback. There are two ways to have a successful season. Keep Shane and Daboll, which isn't my top priority, but I'd like to have some continuity. And they did keep them for a reason. So sure, I am looking for ways to keep their jobs because I want a successful year. And in my mind, Jackson Dart playing well down the stretch. And I'll tell you this also with Jackson Dart. Three of the last four games are at home. Against the Commanders, Vikings, and Cowboys. They've got the Patriots on the road, a bye week, Commanders, Vikings, Raiders, Cowboys. Three of those games are at home. If he finds himself at home three of the last four games of the year and finds ways to beat the Commanders or Vikings or Cowboys and play well, that is going to still be a positive season for the New York Giants. There's two ways to have a successful season. Win more games than people expect, or show real promise from the young quarterback. Now, if they lose games and there is no promise from the young quarterback and he plays awful down the stretch, then yes, they are going to probably fire that coach and fire the GM, start this over with Jackson Dart, and we'll see what the new regime thinks of him, and it's worst case scenario. But I'm positive. I think the team is better than what people think. I think schedules are overrated. Teams are different season to season. The NFL had gone through, I think, 5 or 6 straight years of a team finishing in last place, ending up winning their division. It is not uncommon in the NFL. We don't know who teams are year to year. And just looking at a schedule, I am not ready to determine this Giants season a colossal failure and over. I'm still hyped on the team. I think they're going to be far better. I think they're more talented. I think they have real positive units. I think the defense should be far better than it's been. And even if it goes sideways early on, you're going to have the opportunity to really get a good, extensive look at this young quarterback. And if that's a positive, if he shows progress and plays well and makes you believe you found your guy, that's a successful season for the New York Giants. And it means Brian Daboll staying, and it means Joe Shane staying, and it means continuing to build this roster with a young quarterback you believe in. I think schedules are overrated, and I'm not ready to call this season a failure because of it, like many Giant fans are. I see it all over the place. It's a tough, brutal schedule. We knew it was going to be. before the schedule was released. We knew the opponents. They're all tough. Amazingly enough, the Giants have, after winning three games, one of, if not the most difficult schedule in the league. You know what? Everyone told me they weren't going to be a playoff team anyway. Let's see what they do against this competition, and let's see what this quarterback has.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.